Hello and welcome to Secrets of Organ Playing podcast.
This is a show dedicated to helping you become a better organist.
We're your hosts, Vidas Pinkevičius
and Ušra Motuzaitė Pinkevičienė.
We have over 25 years of experience of playing the organ.
And we've been teaching thousands of organists online from 89 countries since 2011.
So now let's jump in and get started with the podcast for today.
We hope you'll enjoy it.
Hi guys, this is Vidas.
And Ušra.
Let's start episode 708 of Secrets of Organ Playing podcast. This question was sent by Dawn and she writes, Hi Vidas, I'm finding your advice very helpful. I've started to approach my pieces like my scales, from memory, and I'm definitely making progress. I'm recognizing finger patterns are better too, which I normally don't. So thank you for your advice on memorization. In answer to your questions, my dream is to play competently and confidently. Perhaps in the future to reach grade 8 standard if I'm ever good enough. The three things holding me back. 1. Poor fingering. 2. Poor rhythm. 3. Slow speed. Thanks again for your advice and support. It's much appreciated. Dawn. Say hello, Ušra, to your... a person who has your own name only in English.
I know. Dawn means Ušra in Lithuanian. So, we carry the same name.
Greetings. What can you advise for starters to Dawn?
Well, poor fingering. Yes, first of all, if you think that, you know, you have poor fingering, probably I could suggest you to write down fingering in, because that might help for you to improve your poor fingering, because it's a good thing for beginners to do it, because otherwise every time you might play the same piece with different fingering and it might confuse you and you might make mistakes.
If Dawn was reading my newsletter, right, at the beginning of signing up, we have, I think, 10-day mini course. And one of the emails was about fingering, how to write fingering and pedaling as well. For the piece, for Baroque piece and Romantic piece, legato playing and articulated legato playing. So I think it would be good for Dawn to review those emails and as Ušra says, write down fingering in her pieces. A good example, of course, would be to look at our site, Secrets of Organ Playing, where we have some fingering and pedaling written in the scores available for our students, so that you could study how we do it, and that's helpful. Even you could play from those scores as well, if you choose the right piece from our collections and archives and catalog.
Yes, that's a good suggestion, Vidas.
Yeah, so you will find the link, of course, in our website organduo.lt.
Next, poor rhythm. I think my suggestion would be, you know, to count. And to count loud, at the beginning at least. This might help, you know, to solve the rhythm problems. Actually, many musicians struggle with that. That's a common problem. And actually, the most useful tool that I learned was to subdivide while playing. And what I mean by subdividing is that, you know, if the smallest note value is, let's say, 16th in the piece that you are working on, then you need to subdivide everything into the 16th. I mean, for example, you are holding a quarter note, yes, and you counting 1, 2, 3, 4, yes, because the quarter note would have 4 16 notes.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do that throughout entire piece. That would keep you, you know, in a good rhythm. You would play the right rhythm and you could keep, you know, in the right tempo too. Because, no, very often people don't like to count. We don't like to subdivide. Some actually use the metronome to help them, but I don't think it's, you know, it's such a good idea. You might check up your tempo with the metronome, but you cannot, you know, constantly play with it because it's not helpful, it's not musical. So subdivision and counting is the best thing. And many people say, oh, I'm counting, but we still cannot play right, you know. That's because we are just imagining that we are counting. You really need to do it physically with your tongue.
Out loud.
Out loud, yes.
And even you can record yourself doing that and listen to your recording, and you will find out if you are counting out loud correctly, in the correct rhythm, right, and pulse.
Yes.
Number three, slow speed. Basically, what she means probably is that she cannot play fast, right? Which is nice. Why don't you? What is wrong with playing slowly, right? Slow music could be played slowly.
Yes, but it's too bad that not all music is written, you know, in a slow tempo. So you need to be able to play faster or, you know, in different tempos. So, but I think that tempo will come up. You will speed up with more practice. I think it's very important. Do not get frustrated with your slow speed, because it's good for the beginners or at beginning of learning a new piece. Because when you will deal with all the technicalities of your piece, the tempo and will come up naturally. You will speed up naturally.
I know that now Aušra will laugh at me what I'm about to say. You need to apply my 10-step method. Shall I review this from the start?
Yes, but I think I will start yawning very soon.
Yes, you go to sleep and I will finish the episode. Number one, step number one, start and stop at the beginning of each beat. If in 4-4 meter there are 4 beats, you start with the first beat, play fast all the notes in between beat 1 and 2. And that's easy because it's a very small fragment. Anybody could do those, you know, 4 notes in 16ths. You stop and then prepare for the next fragment of 4 notes, 1 beat, right? And then do the same thing until you reach the end of the piece. With both hands, with both feet together, right? But very, very short fragments. And do this a few times until you can do, you know, 3 times in a row without mistakes. That's step number one. And Aušra is actually yawning. What,
Aušra? And it's only step number one.
So it's a good bedtime story.
Yes, it is. But now it's morning, so.
Basically, step number two, you double the fragment and start and stop at the beginning of every half note, basically twice per measure until the end of the piece, several times, also 3 times in a row without mistakes. Number three, you double the fragment again and stop at the beginning of each measure, and then two measures, four measures, entire line, two lines, one page, two pages, four pages, eight pages. Well, and maybe that's the end of the piece, or maybe the end of the piece would be the next step. So basically, that's 10 or 11 steps for a very long piece, could be. But that's very, very effective way to get to this fast tempo, fast speed. What do you think, Osha?
Yes, it's a very good way, but, you know, in my case, since I'm always working on so much music
but
at one time.
But you're not a beginner, you see. Maybe it's not for you. You don't have these problems. You can solve the tempo issue naturally, organically, right? But for people like Dawn and others who actually write down this problem for me, for us, this advice is one of the best I could give.
I think it's a very good advice. We just need to be patient, you know, with it.
We don't have this problem, so we actually practice maybe organically playing the piece and then studying the difficult spots alone, isolating difficult spots, not entire piece, but maybe when we master difficult spots, then we can practice entire piece, you know, organically, without the need of those short fragments.
But I know that you have done this method with some pieces, very difficult pieces,
yes,
that you had to learn in very short time.
Yes, it actually speeds up learning process quite a bit.
And it's interesting because it seems so much time consuming, you know, working on all these combinations, but actually it saves time in the long run.
Yes, and it actually frees up my mind. I know that if I'm applying step one, step two, step three, and so on, I'm on the right path. I'm not wandering around, you know, and wasting time with difficult music. And difficult music is a very subjective thing to everyone, right? For us, difficult music might mean, you know, inaccessible music to some organist, or vice versa, you know. Or easy music for us might mean inaccessible to other organists, right? So it's all about your own skills right now. And if Dawn is hoping to reach grade 8 skills,
which is a very good, you know, goal, because she has goal, and usually when people have a goal, set up a goal like this, for example, to reach grade 8, I think it's very good, because usually we reach their goal.
Yes, and you have to, of course, reach grade 7
yes,
before
yes,
that,
yes,
and grade
yes.
6 and 5, and probably that's UK system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have examinations. You have to take courses and even tests to pass those grades, and obviously that's a very good system to have. From the beginning until you reach grade 8, or even, I don't know if they have grade 10, for example. Maybe not. Maybe grade 8 is the highest. I haven't checked lately. But that's a good goal, actually.
Yes, very good.
So hopefully this was helpful to Dawn and others. And please send us more of your very specific questions. This was specific enough, right?
Yes, yes, this was very specific.
And we could give you specific answers. And remember, when you practice,
miracles happen.
This podcast is supported by Total Organist, the most comprehensive organ training program online.
It has hundreds of courses, coaching and practice materials for every area of organ playing. Thousands of instructional videos and PDFs. You will not find more value anywhere else online.
Total Organist helps you to master any piece, perfect your technique, develop your sight reading skills, improvise or compose your own music, and much, much more.
Sign up and begin your training today at organduo.lt and click on Total Organist. And of course, you will get the first month for free too. You can cancel anytime.
If you need one-on-one coaching, you can check out our page on Buy Me a Coffee platform.
Find out more at buymeacoffee.com/organduo.